What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I'm back. And fuck, I'm going to be honest right now. I am freaking out. I'm sweating bullets. I am nervous. This is the fifth time I have tried to record right now. I'm a little in over my head, but I know the clock is ticking because it's Monday and I want to be here. I want to show up because not only do I have people counting on that, but I need to show up for myself. I said the new season was starting today, September 11th. It's starting today. We're here. I'm showing up. I'm showing up, bitch. I'm freaking out, but I'm showing up. I never sugarcoat anything here, and I'm honest about shit that I struggle with. And this is, you could probably tell my voice is shaking. It's like day one all over again. That's the worst part about taking a break from the things that you're doing is getting started again. That's it. No matter how passionate you are about something, I want you to know that it's human to struggle and drag your feet when it comes time to getting started again. I promise it's normal. And if someone's going to say it's not, then fuck them. Because for us, it's normal. It's a struggle. We haven't done this for a minute. We're getting back in the driver's seat. We're trying to figure out our shit, get our bearings. I overloaded myself because I'm like, I'm going to record video and I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to have this stuff every week. I'm going to do like, I just like bombarded my brain when really I just needed to sit down and have a conversation with you guys. Okay. It's been crazy since I took a break. I knew that doing the podcast even once a week was just too much at the time. I had my college girls here for the summer. Plus, altogether, my husband and I have six kids. If you're new here, I'll give you just a little brief introduction. My name is Brandon. I've got six kids, married to, I'm gonna say he's like incredible and patient. He's gonna roll his eyes. But the truth is, like that fool has stuck by me for all my crazy, all the chaos, all the everything, including his own bullshit and me putting that in front of him. So, still here. He's a really great guy. Okay. Most days, trust me, he's still a dick. And I make it very clear that he is and can be an incredibly selfish asshole, but he's my asshole, my selfish asshole. And I adore him. And he does a really great job supporting me when I'm juggling everything. In the summer, I worked with my girls. That's how I got to see them, my college girls, when they're home because they work. They work because they are, buying their food for the summer. They're paying for school. They have skin in the game. This is their thing, their choice after this. So they take on a lot of responsibility. I'm super fucking proud of them. We don't charge them rent. They get to stay here, so I'm not a monster. Okay. But the only time I really get to see them is at work. So I worked a lot of extra shifts this summer just to get to hang out with them. And then so I was doing the podcast once a week, Microdose Monday. That means a lot to me. We're going to talk a little bit about that once I get in through this, but I just kind of want to tell you who I am, especially if you're new here, if you're just tuning in. I am the author of the Amazon best-selling book Once Upon a Time, Bitches. That was just my self-discovery journey on what personal development really meant to me and what need to happen in my life if I really wanted change. I was the person that was dreaming, hoping, wishing, and praying that someone was going to save me. I would get lucky, something would happen, that, whatever I wished for while I was binge watching Netflix would just fall into my lap. Once Upon a Time, Bitches is definitely the guide to taking responsibility for where you are. And I've been very passionate about that ever since I wrote that book. It's been an incredible seller. You guys can go to my website at www.listenbitch.live or brandonlynette.com, either one. And you guys can check out the books that I have up for sale. It's been a fun journey, but I really just got passionate on helping people control their destiny. Like, it's not your fault if you're born poor or born into a shit family, but it is your fault if you don't take responsibility for your choices and then break all the generational curses, all the bullshit that's holding you down that your family has started to create with their legacy. It's bullshit. You create your own legacy, you leave your mark on this world. I want to help people become creators, not victims. Like, you literally get to choose what comes next. And so this podcast is just my way of continuing to support your journey of becoming a powerful creator. Bitch, you are not a victim. Nobody feels sorry for you. The things that happen to you don't make you special. Okay. And I know I've been through shit. I've been through shit that I didn't ask for. And then I put myself in shit that I did. And I always find the way out of it. And so that's why this podcast is here, just having real conversations, helping you become the person you're meant to be, helping you to understand that you had an agreement with God before you got here. You knew what was coming. You knew that maybe your mom was going to sign her rights off on you. Okay. And if you wonder about that, then read my book, Once Upon a Time, Bitches, because I talk about it. You knew that, you know, you were going to face the heartache and the trauma that you have dealt with. You knew that, but we still chose this life. We chose to come here. We chose to come here. We chose to come here, even though we can't remember everything that we agreed to. We knew, because we knew whatever was on the outside of all the pain and the struggle and the heartache, that love and beauty and compassion and kindness, those were the things that make it all worth it. We choose the human experience. Nobody wants the perfect cookie cutter life. It's boring. It's mundane. Nobody wants that. You're going to choose the heartache and the love and the struggle and the passion and the commitment over mundane nothingness every single time. I don't know if we get to choose how many times we want to be human. I don't know how all that works, but I do know that in my heart, I made an agreement with God about what was going to happen down here. And every day I live up to that. I live up to that and I say, okay, what am I going to do today? Have this great conversation where I wake up and I understand I can't take the world on by myself. I can't. I don't even try. Literally, the things I can't handle, I hand over. I stay in constant communication with the creator because I am the creator. And every space I go to, he's with me, empowering every decision I make. So those are the kinds of things that I'm excited to talk about on this podcast, to just help you to become the master creator. Today's topic, we're going to talk about personal development, because that is where my journey started. And I think to kick off this new season, I call it a new season because I took a break and this feels new, bitch. My pits, I'm sweating. My voice is shaking like it's my palms are sweating. It's terrible. I am like just beet red nervous. I'm super nervous. It's been a minute. So I'm uncomfortable. That's okay. That's okay, bitch. Got to get back on the saddle. We're doing that. We're getting back on the bike after we wrecked it. That's what happened. Okay. I'm just saying it's not easy. It's not easy today. My brain is like going crazy and I keep wanting to stop recording. I'm like, this is terrible. You need to stop, start over. But I've done that like 7 times now or something like that. But I do want to talk about microdosing psilocybin. That is something that I'm very passionate about as well. If you are someone that has struggled with anxiety, depression, PTSD, pretty much just being fucking human. Okay. We're in a world where we are forced to have the attention span of all 3 seconds. Okay. That's it. We sell ourselves in 3 seconds to the world. And that there's a lot of pressure there, because not only are we there, we're watching everybody else with their, you know, takes on their 3-second auditions in life and everything that's happening to us. We expect everything fast, like microwave mentality, right? We want people to entertain us. We want to feel happy. We want our, you know, mood to be shifted in the matter of seconds. We just have this expectation and it's horrendous. It's horrendous. We're fucking up, you guys. So I want to take some steps back with that. Definitely microdosing psilocybin has helped me a ton to just really stay in the moment. Our anxiety is coming from like worrying about what comes next, what's going to happen. And I felt that a few minutes ago. I felt my blood pressure rising because I'm thinking, man, I'm recording Monday's podcast. I'm so proud of myself. But then I'm thinking, God, I have 4 more days to record this week. And I'm already getting in my head about, what am I going to talk about? How am I going to make it as good as this episode? Or can it be better? Or did I really fuck this one up? And should I even be doing this anymore? All of that kind of, you know, self-destructive talk, we all go through it. And microdosing has helped me a ton come back to the center of who I am. If you guys have questions about the microdosing, I want you to go to my website, send me an email, because I literally coach people through this process every single day. I help you figure out what microdosing really is. And we get a dose that's specific to you and what you need. We talk about what happens if you take too much. I am literally there for you when it comes to microdosing. It's like things start going your way. It just does. That feeling of like your business or career taking off, or you reach a goal that you've been working towards, you know, that feeling of like, yes, everything is working. You may not remember a specific experience right now, but if you think about it, it's like a switch just flipped because you have done all the things, right? And then all of a sudden a switch flips. And I feel like I searched for this switch in my life, my whole life. I've been searching for that switch. Microdosing is definitely that. It's like all of a sudden the lights are on and I get it. I'm not looking around confused and lost. I'm not trying to fill ridiculous voids in my life. I could be in the present moment. I'm not losing my shit on my kids. I'm not, you know, freaking out on people. I don't lose my mind. I can stay calm, cool, collected in any situation. I understand perspective, which is huge when we're talking about the human experience. Your perspective is everything. You've got two people that work at the same job. You've got one guy who is miserable as fuck, and you've got another person. This guy's like happy as hell, right? Because it's just a job. Their life is everything outside of that. This other guy goes to work and that job is his life and it's sucking his soul out because his perspective sucks. Perspective is everything. This flipped a switch for mine, 100%. You choose. You choose everything, including how you feel. You get to choose how you feel with yourself, how you feel with other people. All of these things. We don't have the same life experiences, and I can't guarantee that the switch is going to go on as fast for you as it did for me, but it was an immediate shift. So it's worth a shot. Microdosing psilocybin, you're not going to get high, nothing like that. You don't even know you take it until you start having that realization of like, wow, I'm not biting my nails anymore. I lost all my nervous tics. Like random shit pops up and you're like, my life is changing right in front of my eyes. Even how you react with people, you just start to see this incredible shift. So I'm an advocate for microdosing 100%. And we're going to talk about it every Monday. So stay tuned. But I still feel like I want to jump into this topic of self-development, what it means to really take responsibility for where you are and to create a life you love. Before we jump into this personal development discussion, I just want to talk about today's episode being brought to you by Bitter Orange. Okay. There is something about Bitter Orange that has completely shifted my life. I found a product that had this ingredient in it several years ago. I lost a ton of weight. Okay. Lost a ton of weight. And then I self-sabotaged and gained all the weight back. And I found Bitter Orange again, completely changing the game for me. Minus the past 2 weeks of just falling back into that self-sabotage and being too involved, saying yes to people, not taking care of myself first. Outside of that, I have lost over 20 pounds on this product in less than 3 months. Big deal. I definitely want to share that with you guys. And I found this product. I'm absolutely obsessed. Okay. Compounds in Bitter Orange, it's not just for weight loss, but the compounds in this, they're called protoalkaloids, have been used for over 20 years in supplements for weight loss, athletic performance, skincare, appetite control, and brain health. Okay. Not so secret. I'm obsessed with brain health. Okay. I feel amazing. My brain is clear. I've lost the fog. And that's on top of doing the psilocybin. Okay. This product has just been an added benefit. And my skin, amazing. We'll talk about some other products I take for now, but definitely today, Bitter Orange. I want to talk about the product I've been taking. I'm going to share a link in the podcast and you guys can go to my Listen Bitch page and I'll share the link in there as well. Reach out if you have any questions. And if you don't know, Listen Bitch is the Facebook group I have to support this podcast where I do journal prompts so you guys can start having these serious conversations with yourself. And hopefully the podcast helps you, you know, have these strong impulses of just self-discovery, of something clicking and you saying, okay, I get this and I really want to move forward on that. So let's jump into it. Personal development. What the fuck is personal development? Okay. this kind of refers to ways that you can enhance and boost yourself, okay? To become the best version of who you are, you have to focus on putting in intentional work. This is a lifelong journey, okay? And it takes commitment, it takes discipline. I want to talk about some of the specific things that you could do to increase your personal development, okay? The first one is accountability, bitch, okay? You have to start asking yourself the hard questions. You have to ask yourself about your current position in life and the way you feel about you in this moment. And this is great. You don't need to even jump into the Facebook group right now for the journal prompt, because I feel like all of this right now is going to be an incredible way for you to get pen to paper. Yes, I think writing is powerful, 100%. Ask yourself, is there anything specific that you want to change? And if there is, what is it? What is it that you want to change about your life right now? And in a way, you should consider this stage in the same way as you would like a stock inventory, okay? I'm a bartender. We've got to do inventory. The bar manager has to do the inventory, right? Take stock of what we have. How fast is it selling? You know, and be able to have some kind of trajectory of what we're going to need in the next upcoming weeks to get these liquor orders in correctly. You're going to do the same thing when you start asking yourself about your life. Okay. You're taking stock of where you are, and then you consider where you need to be. What the fuck do you need to order in your life to be able to be where you want to be, to fulfill the needs and have everything you need for who you want to be in 6 weeks, in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year? This is where you start journaling about your thoughts, your moods, your habits. You have to get your mind clear and focused, okay? Take some time and start watching the shit you do. What are some of the things that come up that you want to change? This is like a whole mirror, bitch. You're looking in the mirror. Psilocybin helps that. I just want to say it's like a huge mirror. Just saying mirror, that's the first thing I think of now is psilocybin. So it's a mirror. Next thing, inspire. Once you have a better idea of where you would like to change, the next step is to find what inspires you to make those changes. And I'm going to tell you, bitch, you have to change the media that you're consuming and the people that you follow. You just do. They're affecting you, but not in a positive way. They're making you feel bad about yourself. They're making you think you're less than. You're comparing yourself in a way that's not even real, because we all know, and bitch, I know you know this. Social media is a highlight reel. People aren't posting real life. They're not posting the struggle. They're not posting the worst days. They're not posting their worst looks, their struggles. Like, they're just not doing that. You want real shit, okay? Try a new group or a different class, something that's going to benefit where you want to go. Make a mood board. Dream board. I have a Dream Big Bitches vision book. You can pick it up on Amazon. It's going to literally take you step by step through where you want to be in your life with your dream life. At the second stage in your life of your personal development journey, you want to focus on getting ready to make the changes that you want to make. That's it. You are the only person that's going to get yourself to take that next step, okay? Motivation is bullshit. It's fleeting. It's not real. And you don't wake up every day motivated. Like, I was not motivated to record a podcast. Fuck no. And I'll probably say this every day. I spent the time, first of all, it's been fucking crazy. The past 2 weeks have been crazy, and I've not had time to just be home and decompress. Okay. So absolutely, my first day off where I'm not going anywhere, I don't have to leave the house, I sure the hell was not motivated to come put makeup on and think of a topic and try to talk myself through, you know, recording a podcast. There was no motivation. I wanted to be with my babies, snuggle. I did that all day. I did that. Dad took them to bed and I'm like, all right, bitch, it's time to do it. I was not motivated. Motivation is bullshit, but I know the goals I have and I know who I want to show up for. Not just myself, but you. You specifically, you are tired of being tired. You're tired of being stuck for where you are. It is your time to create. It is your time to control your destiny. It's your time to move. It's your time to take radical action, radical responsibility, and action. Okay. The third step we're going to talk about today is intention. Intentions can seem a little more complicated. You have to visualize what you want your new life to look like. What feelings or emotions are like? What does this contain? Who are you? How do you talk? How do you dress? What does it feel like? Some people find this step really hard. I do. I'm like the queen of self-sabotage. No matter what I'm doing, as soon as I start feeling that success, I'm fucking afraid of it. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of, like, what if I do make an impact on a copious amount of people? That scares me. I start to think I have to feel that responsibility. But then I come back to my center and I realize I'm not responsible for other people. I get to share my passion, and whether or not you take this and run with it, whether or not you're going to sit down and say, you know what, I really give a fuck about personal development, and I'm going to take some advice this bitch gave me and I'm going to run with it. You have to own your shit. That's it. What specific goals do you want to meet? How do you want to walk through your day? Like, my shit comes down to small things, okay? Like, all my intention will be, today I'm going to speak with calm and clarity in every interaction. That's it. Or another day is like, I'm going to focus on keeping my core tight. I am going to focus on my breathing. Every day is a different intention that I speak, and I don't try to do all of them at once. If I'm working on my core, I'm not really thinking about my breathing, okay? I'm like dying. Okay. If I'm speaking with calm and clarity in every interaction, I'm not working on my core because I want to kill someone at that point. So I'm not trying to do everything at once, you guys. And I want to make that very specific. You're in a season. You're in a season, and I've been through a lot of seasons. My youngest baby just turned 5, and there was a point where I never thought I would have space in my life where I had a kid that was like independent. I thought I would always have just independent, life sucking babies. And sometimes she still is. And I love that. I do desperately love that. But at the same time, I'm in a season where I can actually go downstairs and leave her upstairs sleeping, and I could do things. 6 months ago, I couldn't do that. No way. If I left the room, she was hysterical. It wasn't okay. So I couldn't get up early and do the things I needed to do. I have that now. So I don't want you to take these goals without considering what season you're in your life. Okay. Because this is a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong relationship with you to develop who you are as a person, because you are in a different fucking chapter. Okay. Our lives are literally made up of chapters, and they're going to be different. So who you are now, if you're going through a divorce, is going to be who you are different, you know, 5 years from now when you're healed. It's going to be different. So don't make this in comparison to someone else, because I guarantee they're not in the same chapter. You have to zero in on your shit. I want you to take a social media detox. Like, fuck these bitches. And I want you just to focus on you and where you are in your space and what you want. No one defines what your current present life is like. Don't expect anyone to understand or give you permission. Fuck that. You do this for yourself. Choose those specific goals and get moving. Visualize. Your next step is to actually visualize your life as you're living it in line with the intentions you set. Bitch, I'm a daydreamer. I was born a daydreamer. Whatever it is, it is what I do. I do it when I'm awake. I do it when I'm sleeping. And it's easy for me. What has been hard is connecting the daydream with the actions, okay? That's been a struggle for me, because I force everything in every season I'm in. I'm not in the season, bitch, to be where I see myself in 5 years. But I can start small on little habits now. You have to give yourself this detailed daydream of your ideal life. And what fuels that is your intentions. Write out your perfect day. This is what I do with my coaching clients. Write out your perfect day. Where do you wake up? What is the first thing you see when you open your eyes? What is the view out your window? Do you even have windows? What do you eat? What's the first thing you do in the morning? Who is with you? What are you wearing? How do you feel? What are you excited about? What is your list of to-dos for the entire day? I want you to go in depth here. The more detailed your daydream, the stronger your visualization. That's it. You connect that feeling. I want you to daydream about this so much that it feels like you're already there. That's the life hack that people are talking about when it comes to manifesting. We're so fast to snap ourselves back to reality, and that's kind of bullshit. Like, I feel like live in the daydream zone for a while. It's fine. And it doesn't matter if I give you permission or not, you're going to do whatever you want. Just be detailed, okay? The better you can visualize what's happening, the more you're actually going to draw yourself to it. And I want you to think about those habits. What are the habits that you have that have created the person that you are? You have to implement your work. All this other bullshit is prep, okay? It's all prep. You're just kind of getting ready. But then what you're going to do is you're going to keep talking about, I'll start Monday, I'll start Monday, I'll start Monday, I'll start Monday. And then like 100 Mondays have come and gone, and you're still exactly where you were. You haven't moved the needle on making this a reality for you. It's time to implement your goals and make real change. Maybe you decided you need a fresh start. You want to move to a new city and try something new. Maybe you want to love your body. You've got to put in the work. If you're going to love your body, how are you going to treat it differently? You're going to feed it well. You're going to move it. You're going to love, honor, and say kind things to it. Affirmations are incredible. They're not everything, but it means a lot what you say. If you are completely lost in coming up with excuses about why you can't move, you really want to move, you really want a new start, but then you think of all the reasons why you can't, you're going to stay stuck. Start thinking about all the reasons you can move. Taking action, radical responsibility for where you are, and understanding that if you don't like it, you get to do something different. 100%. It's an important step in the process to take your ideas from goals to be real, tangible thoughts. There is no quick fix here. There's no easy answer. But if you use some of these techniques that I talked about, you can hone in on your goals and bring them to life. Literally. You're a powerful creator. You get to create a life that you love 100%. Perspective is everything. We're going to talk about that stuff in this new season of Listen, Bitch. Thank you for tuning in. You don't have to pay for this. You're not paying for this. You're not having to hear tons of commercials about anti-itch cream or whatever the fuck people talk about. But there is a price. You need to share this podcast. Make sure you leave a review, post it on your wall for your friends to see, even though you're going to take a social media hiatus because fuck those hoes. Okay. Stop comparing yourself. Respect the season you're in. Make sure you hit me up for my Bitter Orange product. I'm excited to share that with other people. And if you guys have questions about microdosing, reach out. Everything else you can find at brandonlynette.com. And bitches, I'm so excited. Okay. I'm about to like end this and probably cry because I did it. I'm back. And it's really just like ripping the Band-Aid off, right? Rip the Band-Aid off. You're here. I feel good again. Get some confidence back. Am I 100%? Hell no. I could feel the shakiness. There's a lot of things I could critique about today. But I'm not going to. I am just so fucking happy that I got this done, that it's here for you and you understand that I'm here for you. I want to help you become this powerful creator. I want to help you shift your perspective to see that we're a part of everything. Everything matters. That small little thing you're focused on, the world is so much bigger than that. And you chose this. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. Fuck yeah. Like this, I forgot how much I love this. I do. So, might be a little rusty the next few days, and that's okay because you bitches are going to give me grace because I would do the same for you. And that's it. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. And happy Monday, ho.